If you're happy and you know it, clap that ass. If you're happy and you know it, clap that ass. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to blow it. If you're happy and you know it, clap that ass. If you weren't happy before, you're happy now.
Hopefully.
I hope so. His ass is clapping everywhere. Like, what are those little instruments you hold in your fingers? And you go, Cassinet. Cassinet's clapping like asses everywhere around town. Clappity, 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 clap. Clappity, clap goes the asses. What? Hey, we're happy today. This is the happy episode. Episode 40 of the Devolution Podcast. Thank you for being here. Yes, thank you. I am Ryan D. This is Clarissa.
Oh, we're doing this now?
I did it like a few times before. I always forget, though. But I am Ryan D. and this is Clarissa.
Hi.
Hi. We've been introduced.
We've been formally introduced.
Yeah. I never say who we are. Maybe people don't know.
Maybe.
Now you do. I'm Clarissa, and that's Ryan D. Or something. Something like that. If you're happy and you know it, clap your ass. All right. So here's, first of all, we're going to get into something right now. We're going to play a fun little game for this episode. So if you're driving, I'm going to need you to pull over. And if you're not driving, press pause, get in your car, and start driving down the street. And then come back to us. Welcome back to us. Now, pull over. Now, I want you to reach under the seat and feel around under there a little bit. Ignore that first thing you feel. That's the gun. That's the gun you keep under there for when you decide it's time.
But I thought this was supposed to be happy.
But it's not the time. It's happy. It's happy. We're not.
Don't ruin it. Ruin this.
So now reach a little further back. Yeah, grab that bottle of schnapps you keep under there. All right. Now unscrew the top. Give it a little sniff. Ah, smells like when you didn't go to college. Now, I'm going to ask you to take a sip every time we say happy during this whole episode. All right? Now, take a few to catch up. Yeah. That's a good little buddy.
Sorry. But creep level way too high. I do know. Don't like.
Yeah, little buddy. You're going to feel real good by the end of this episode. You're going to feel happy. You're entering the happy place. Let us bring you to the happy place with your schnapps, a little carbon monoxide.
Pervert guided meditation.
Yeah, that's actually, we're going to kind of change the whole format of the podcast after this episode to perverted guided meditation. But no, seriously, sit in your car. If a cop pulls up, just tell him to go away. You're busy. He'll understand.
Just come back later.
Yeah, come back later. You don't end up driving drunk at the end of this. Don't worry. You'll just sleep in the ditch. You're fine. You're happy. You're very happy. On this episode, we're going to talk about shit that makes us happy. Shit that makes smiles happen. Not frowns.
Just really starting off strong, I think.
Hey, it's better than starting off like a weakling, like a coward. I'm a happy, strong person.
Too aggressive for the happy.
Ah! Be happy!
Bring it down.
If you're happy, you're going to clap your ass! We asked the people on Facebook what makes them happy. We got some nice little responses. So
yeah, it was really nice.
We'll go through those at the end of the episode. And we'll talk about some just random happy events in history, there aren't any.
Yeah, we learned that even like the happy events still stem from horrible things or horrible things happen. Like it will be like I read one that was like Japanese prisoners of war, like treated kindly or like humanely or something. And I'm like, cute. What? Okay, good, but also, like, war and prisoners of war.
Yeah, these things don't make me happy. No. I do have a little list here of things that make me happy. How's that schnapps treating you, little buddy? One thing at the top of the list is cooking with my daughter.
Aww.
I love cooking.
That makes me happy too, because it makes her so happy.
Yes. Makes that child a happy child.
And she got some skills.
She does. She's a good little chef. That's for sure. Another on my list is movies with Rissa.
Aww.
Oh, I love watching movies with this one. Specifically going to the movie theater.
Yeah, which I miss so much.
I do too. I also love recording with you. It makes me very happy. Yeah. Going to the island. That's high on my list. Any of you who know me, or if you just listen to this podcast, I feel like I talk about the island all the time. It's ingrained in my DNA. As DNA for you laymen. Music in general. Yeah. Even songs I don't like, I have fun when I hate on them. So thank you, music, for everything.
Just win.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet Mary Jane. Falafel. Natalie Portman. Saying the fuck word.
Yeah, that does make you happy.
Oh, I love saying the fuck word. It's so fun. Fuck. Stage diving. Getting a good head run in for the old 2000, early 2000 hardcore kids, or older. It died off, though, after the 2000s. We hurt too many people.
Yeah, we had a nice conversation about this with B.
Yeah, I was trying to teach my daughter how to head run, but there wasn't enough people in the room. We had the fucking COVID. They keep them all spread out at recess. You can't even dive off the slide.
They can't even. They're not even supposed to touch.
Oh, man. Well, one of these days. Here's a nice one. Forgot I wrote this. The sun shining on my face as I stroll down the street with some good tunes bumping in the headphones.
Aww.
Isn't that fucking... Isn't that a happy thought? That's about it. I mean, obviously other things make me happy, but that's my little list. This was
You're slimmed down.
Kind of off the top of your head, what makes you happy thing. And that's what I had. What do you got? Beautiful lady of mine.
See, I didn't create a list, so I'm just going to pull them out of the top of my head.
Or your butt.
This is organic, what makes me happy.
Are you pulling them out of your butt or your head?
No, I'm pulling them out of my head.
All right. That's up to you. It's up to you.
So.
Your body, your decision. I pulled mine out of my butt, though.
As you would.
Yeah.
Kitten snuggles.
Ooh, top, yeah.
Are probably, like, one of my favorite things.
Gotta love a kitty.
All things kitten. Basically.
All things kitten.
I am 100% a crazy cat lady, and that makes me happy.
That makes me happy, too.
When B is being absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, we do have a pretty funny kid.
She is hilarious. She is sarcastic. She roasts us daily.
Yeah, we have roasted bad
super,
up in here.
Super, like, cynical. Like, she's just got a expert, intelligent grasp on humor. And she is just so funny.
And she's only 6.
Yeah.
If this kid doesn't end up doing stand-up or some sort of comedy-based thing in her life, then we have
failed. It'll be like a waste,
humanity.
Of raw talent.
Yes.
Let's see, what else makes me... Broadway?
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
Broadway makes me happy. Live, like any live performance, I think, is really like, I love shows. I love plays. I just like seeing art live.
Hell yeah, man.
I really, those like super quiet, snowy days.
Ooh,
with the big fluffy snowflakes.
Ooh, fluffy snow, yeah.
Those
makes
days
me happy.
Make me super happy.
Yeah.
The ocean. The ocean, right. Like, soothes my soul. It makes me feel so at calm and at, like, peace.
At peace with the earth and the
lattes
water.
Lattes make me very happy.
Ooh, latte! What's your favorite kind of latte?
Well, right now, I've been doing vanilla and coconut.
Okay.
And that's, like,
really
delicious.
Sounds very happy. That's a happy coffee
right
there.
Yeah, it's super...
Gets you perked right up. Does coffee make you shit? Everyone says... I don't drink coffee, but everyone says it makes you shit.
I think some people do.
Yeah? Did you personally, I'm talking about.
Me personally?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Not, like, really. No. No, I would answer honestly.
Yeah, no, doesn't get it going down there.
No, not right. Particularly.
Okay. What else you got that makes you a cheerful lass?
Music.
Yeah.
Movies. Reality TV. There's actually a lot of things that.
Of course there are.
I also, I have medicine that makes me much happier.
Oh my god. There you go. Yeah, me too. As I light my lighter. It's medicine in some states.
No, it is. Well, it makes me be able to appreciate the happy.
Hell yeah.
Because it gives me serotonin.
Yeah. Get up on that serotonin.
Or it helps my body receive more serotonin.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can appreciate the things that make me happy better.
Relax and receive.
I add that because
it makes you happy.
Oh yeah, and I
clap
can
in your hands.
Embrace if they need a little bit of chemical help.
Of course. Fucking go get at it.
If you can't feel happy when you should feel happy, take medicine.
Go get happy. Just keep drinking that schnapps that's under your the seat of your car.
Medicate in a healthy way.
Yeah.
People.
What else you got? Anything else you want to throw at the happy list right now? We're going to wrap up this segment. You know, I don't know.
Oh.
I'll say, you know, podcasting makes me happy. Like I said, recording with Clarissa makes me happy, but just doing it in general. And
wait, I've got one more.
Ooh, one more.
When you're like full interacting with B and like doing something like when you cook together or when you're playing games with her or like how you put your embarrassment aside recently to be a plane down the sidewalk. Those things make me happy because it like makes her happy. It's just you being like a good dad.
Yes.
By the way, Ryan is a great dad.
No, don't tell him that.
No.
No,
I'm exposing you. You're
say,
a great dad.
I say, listen, kid, this is how we're going to do things around here.
He is.
And
there's
no budget on these rules. What are the rules again? Somebody tell me the rules so I can enforce them.
When I'm not here,
I'm like Red Foreman times 23.
When I'm not home, it's like a
jackass.
The
what did
wild,
he call people?
Wild West.
Did he call people jackass? Smartass? Should have called them fucking assholes. You fucking asshole.
See, you're trying to hide.
What? You're gonna sit here and tell people how good I am at life?
Yeah.
Just gonna lie into the microphone.
No, you're a great dad. You're a super softy though. You give her everything she wants.
Well, you know, she deserves it.
Well, she knows. All she has to do is just like look at you without please face or bother you enough and you'll be like, all right.
Yeah. If she wants a Rubik's Cube and an ice cream cone and a stuffed animal and a box of Sour Patch Kids all in one day, she'll get it. All right? You're only a little kid once. I work hard to be able to buy my daughter candy.
Yeah, but when you're like late for work and she's like, no, and you're just like, okay.
All right, yeah, she should stop making me late for work. That would be nice.
She just knows that you'll
It's
stay.
Not ever late. I live 2 minutes away from work.
No, I know.
I get there quick.
I'm over-exaggerating.
I get there quick. All right, so we're going to take our first song break, and you know what makes me happy also is playing songs that my friends make. That's been a lot of fun on this podcast.
I think that's really cool to support people that we know.
Hell yeah. This one's from Chef Adam, my man Adam Heath, Adam Maine. I met him way years and years and years ago when I had long hair.
I met him when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. You knew Adam since you were a little tyke.
I was like a preteen.
Oh, preteen tyke.
My mom used to babysit.
I forgot about that.
And our parents were friends.
Oh, that makes me happy. I forgot about all that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've known this guy forever. The collective we have known this man for years.
Mm-hmm.
I met him back when he was in Where Monsters Come From. He also played in Suspended from a Granite Noose. He plays in The Long Year, and this is his, like, solo deathcore fucking project. Heavy stuff right here. This is At the Rodeo. You can find this tune on Spotify. It's added to the Devolution Podcast Tunes playlist, which is a playlist available on Spotify with a whole bunch of tunes we've played on the podcast so far. I was looking through that playlist today and it was blowing my mind.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like, holy shit, we have some fucking wild ass bands on this podcast.
Some really good ones. Yeah. Some really cool ones. And some really like surprising ones.
Yeah. So go check out that playlist for sure. And the song's added to it and it gets updated every week with every new episode. At least one song from every episode gets put on there, usually all of them. I think on this episode, two of the songs from this episode will be on there.
It's like a bag of trail mix. Some things really you're going to love, some things you're not going to love.
Yeah, there's
some things you're just going to be like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah, this is okay, you know? So, anyway.
Some things are the M&Ms.
Hopefully you hear this song and peanuts. Ooh, the peanuts. Some of the raisins. The goddamn raisins in my trail mix. Get out of here. I realize every time I eat trail mix that I really wish I just had a bag of M&Ms. I'm like, what? I'm just eating all this other stuff.
For the M&Ms.
Yeah, but I just wish there was more of these.
I like the raisins. Because I'm an old lady, I guess.
Ew. Anyway, here's At the Rodeo with Shadow Play. Raisins make her happy. I'm not here to hate. We're a happy episode this time. All right. I don't think we explained why we're doing a happy episode. We'll explain that when we come back.
Yourself.
Yeah, we'll explain that when we come back. All right. At the Rodeo, Shadow Play. Happy ass clapping. Chef Adam, for your tune.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Now, you're probably getting close to finishing that schnapps, because we said happy a lot.
Yeah, we did say happy a lot.
So now here's what you're going to do, little buddy, all right? You're going to be okay. You're going to reach into the glove box and fumble your fingers around in there a little bit. Ignore that other thing. That's just the other gun. You're going to save that for some other time. grab yourself a couple of those nips of gin you keep in there. All right? Those will get you through this next segment.
Something right? about this feels like yeah. vomit.
Now, oh, smells like a just disappointing Christmas you had when you were six. But it's okay now because you're happy. And go ahead and have yourself a sip. All right. We're going to talk about some happy stories in history.
Yeah.
The two happy stories I could find. I did look for like 8 minutes, but I found enough.
I put like a solid.
I saw enough.
I put a solid 20 in.
That's what she said. All right, so here we go. We're going to San Francisco in 1862, a time when two little stray doggies named Bummer and Lazarus were local celebrities and beloved. They were beloved by the locals. These two little pups, they just wandered around. They were strays. People fucking fed them. They'd pet them.
A nice life for a stray.
They had a name. I mean, they had a name that, like, everyone knew.
Yeah.
They were Bummer and Lazarus, you know? And, you know, till one day. June 14th, or not until one day. This was proven on one day. On June 14th, 1862, Lazarus was picked up by a new dog catcher who clearly didn't know who he was fucking with. An angry mob rallied outside of the pound demanding the pooch's immediate release.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And the city supervisors released Lazarus and declared that he and Bummer were exempt from the local ordinance pertaining to stray dogs.
Yeah.
So they just got to wander around. But I want to know, if everyone loved them so much, why'd nobody take them in?
They could have just been to the point where they didn't even want to be in.
It was also 1862.
Yeah. It might have been better outside. Yeah. It was just safer out there.
For children, too, probably.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I thought that was a happy story. The town rallied to get the doggy free.
Yeah, I
said,
love that.
No, stupid dog catcher. You're
I
not
think
gonna
that's really nice.
Lock up Lazarus, son of a bitch. Son of a fucking bitch.
I watch a YouTuber who rescues dogs and, like, promotes how adoption is, you know, good. And the videos are really sweet.
Nice.
Like, really heartwarming and inspiring.
Well, that's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Now, I want to ask you, Miss Boston Lady, Miss Riss from Boston, do you know the historical significance of Boston's annual Christmas tree?
You know, I used to.
Oh.
And I don't, right? I can't think of it.
Well, let me tell
but
you, Missy.
Because I know I used to, because I went, like, deep diving one day into stuff like that, but it was so long ago.
Yeah. Well,
refresh me.
I will refresh you. In the wake of the 1917 Halifax explosion, which destroyed a great deal of the city, which that's not happy. Those folks were not happy, but
no.
We're happy now because we get a Christmas tree out of the fucking deal. Boston immediately sent food, water, medical supplies to assist with the recovery.
Yeah.
So
I do kind of remember this one.
I don't know what the hell this Halifax explosion was.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It sounds like something we could probably do a deeper dive into at some point.
Yeah, sounds, I mean, it sounds like
right
wild.
Up our alley. Yes. But, so here's the thing. Ever since 1971, the people of Nova Scotia have sent a tree to Boston that is lit up and lit up in the commons.
Yeah, I knew. I remember, you know, that it was from Nova Scotia.
I have also been lit up in the Boston Commons several times.
Probably more than the Christmas trees.
Probably at Christmas time.
The last time I was in Boston and everything was all lit up because it was Christmas.
Oh yeah, it was very beautiful.
Yeah, it was really nice to like
the Nova Scotia tree was probably up in there. We didn't even fucking think to give it a nod to the cat.
I mean, it was December and it was cold. And it
was cold.
We're only walking where we had to.
But I want to know why it took them from 1917 to 1971 to start sending us a tree. I guess they needed to still recover, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they have their reasons.
Yeah, well.
My, wait, great, whoop. Great,
great
grandmother?
Great.
great-great-grandmother was from
Nova Scotia. She was a great-great-grandmother.
I think great-great.
Great-great.
I'm pretty sure.
Great. From Nova Scotia?
Yeah.
I've never been there. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever left the country?
Yeah, I've been to Montreal.
Oh, okay. I went to Montreal.
Yeah, I know.
The two times I have left the country have been debaucherous.
Yeah. You have some stories. Maybe you're just best in America. Like, just don't leave America.
I think I'm best outside of America, apparently. I think that's what they call living your best life.
Maybe the Montreal one, but I don't know about the Mexico one.
I'm lucky I made it out of Mexico alive, is where we're going to leave this conversation at for now. It could have been two dead white men in Mexico real easy that no one would have cared about. Juarez. It's like the murder capital of the world or something. I was over there dicking around.
Not where you want to be.
Like, oh, what's going on over in this shady-ass alley? Oh, they got burritos. Fuck.
And murder.
Burritos and murder. Murder's not happy. Burritos are happy as fuck, though.
Oh, burritos are very happy. Those steak tacos that I had the other day, I can't stop thinking about them.
She had some tacos that made her very happy.
Oh, they were so good.
She has a taco that makes me very happy. So... It's a one of those relationships that keeps the earth spinning.
Why do I keep you around? Why do you make me happy?
I thought it was those comments. It's not.
No, those are the things I deal with.
Oh.
Because you make me happy overall, I deal with...
Starting to see the difference.
I deal with the rest.
I'm not really starting to see it. What do you have for a happy history?
I only have one.
Okay.
That I just thought was hilarious, and it kind of does stem into something that's not historical.
Ooh.
But I learned today that at Andrew Jackson's funeral, they had to remove his pet parrot for swearing too much.
That is fucking
awesome.
And
that's just so funny to me.
That is awesome. Was he calling Andrew Jackson a dickhead? Because that's what I would have been doing at Andrew Jackson's funeral. Like, dickhead!
But I also just kind of picture, like, obviously this is not what happened, but I just picture, like, bouncers, like, dragging a parrot out.
Just like, fuck you! Yeah. Give me a crack, a fuckface!
But then it made me think of the birds that had to get removed from that, the zoo or like that because they were swearing.
I love swearing birds.
And they were like, they were just swearing at people and yelling at them. And
I think I'm legally not allowed to own a bird because I would just instantly teach it to swear.
Yes.
So like my bird would instantly be like, twat, 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 tweet, tweet, twat.
I wish I could remember what the birds at that zoo were saying, but I can't.
Give me your pudding, fuck dick.
But yes, wah. Something very great about swearing birds.
Can I interest you in a cockatoo?
Did I tell you about I did.
A cock or two.
I heard a raven imitating like this weird electricity noise, and it was really, it was interesting.
Did it make you happy?
Well, ravens and crows always make me happy.
Ravens make you happy, so happy category.
And I think it's cool that they can do that, so yeah, that also made me happy.
Yeah. Man, how's your shots of gin are probably running out. I don't know. Go reach around the other guns and random booze you have in your car and keep it going, little buddy.
If somebody were to die of alcohol poisoning, would we be liable for, like, manslaughter?
Absolutely not. This is satire.
We are not held responsible if you choose to drink.
If you choose to listen to this... You chose to listen to this, I think, is how
and
it
you
goes.
Chose to
I don't know.
Participate.
All right. Maybe, okay. Sober up a little bit and drive home, I guess. This is what you don't die of alcohol poisoning, but if you know.
Please don't die of alcohol poisoning.
But don't drive home drunk either. So just stay in the car and keep drinking. That's what I say. Right?
No. What, not it, solid advice.
You know what I'm gonna say, and this is the best advice. Do whatever makes you happy. So, fucking try to argue that one on the happy episode, right? Nope, you can't do it. If you want to drink yourself to death, do it if that's your happy.
Well, I could add to that.
I would say don't, though, because that wouldn't make me happy. Ah, shit.
You're just getting into some complicated...
Shit. Happiness is complicated, man.
Just walk away.
Happiness is way too complicated for us to tackle.
Walk away.
I'm going to go back to everyone burning to death in clubs.
It was way easier.
That was easier on my brain than happiness. Oh, my God. That's right. We're going to explain why we're doing the happy episode. That is because since July of last year, basically, every week, I have been deep diving either into a whole bunch of horror movies, which in and themselves like seem like a lot of fun, and then you start to watch hours and hours and hours of them in a week. It makes you go, this is kind of sad. And then in between doing all these horror movie episodes, we do like true crime and Alive, the people in the mountains, we eat each other, and all these things that are just more or less macabre, you know?
Yeah.
And I kind of had enough. The last episode we did, I was like, I'm burnt out on this sad shit.
Yeah, as I said last week, you were just off for like a week.
But then I had the alien pussy revelation at the end of the episode, and it really did it. That really actually, you guys heard an organic moment in my life that turned me from a sad boy to a happy boy.
All because of your weirdo dream.
Yeah, but when I put it all into perspective and added it up with the pussy, you know, just cleared my mind, man. Made me in the state of mind I needed to be in to do the happy episode.
Suddenly people screaming for their lives just didn't matter anymore.
No, it just went away. Went away to the sad place that wasn't at the front of my brain anymore. But we're doing this, and then, we'll be back to sad stuff real soon, so fuck it. Anyway. Okay, and also we're recording right now on Earth Day, which is a happy day.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy days. Happy days makes me happy. Fonzie. Hey! So when did Earth Day start?
I read that the first Earth Day was in 1970.
1970?
Yes.
And why? Because everyone was killing the Earth with styrofoam Big Macs?
Well, no, because before that, like, people were really not focused on pollution. And they was just, like, factories, you know, put in bad air quality and pollution and just crap everywhere. So people
fucking bastards
kind of rallied together to care, which is cool.
Yeah, man. Say, so, hey, this thing we're spinning around on, this flat thing.
This is all we got.
That we're on. With the drone birds.
This is what we got.
This is what we got. And that's happy. Take care of the Earth. It'll make you happy.
You gotta love her.
It'll make the Earth happy. She's a happy mama.
She wasn't happy today, that's for sure.
She was spitting snow up on us all over here. What the fuck?
It was like 17 degrees out this morning.
Oh, fuck.
But whatever. Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes
Mother
you happy.
Earth.
You know, man. We're all just trying to be happy here together, man. That's all. And you know what else makes me happy is when I put out a post saying we need some music submissions or something, like, you know, and I got a bunch of random people I don't know. They sent me a bunch of music.
I feel like you've connected too with people that you'll probably like continue on.
Oh yeah,
which is really cool. Like people that you wouldn't have come in contact maybe with before.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I've heard some bands that are some of my favorite bands of the time right now.
Yeah,
like,
and
through
that's
this.
Awesome.
And,
to like
yeah.
open your horizons. And...
Hell yeah. Right now, we got one of those bands that reached out to me when I put out the call for some music submissions. Actually, the next two bands on the episode are. This band is Snap Border. This is their tune, Newsfeed Icons. You can hear it on Spotify and all the streaming places that there are. And we're going to jam that. And when we get back, we will get to the Facebook Happy Thread. That is where we put out the question on Facebook, what makes you happy? And all you, a bunch of people answered.
Yeah.
Some
really
happy
nice things.
Things
that make them happy.
Yeah, so we'll get into that when we get back. All right, enjoy the tune, Snap Border, Newsfeed Icons. Happy shining people in the digs.
Sometimes I rip the newspaper into pieces. I eat them every time. I lick faces on the TV. I do it all the time.
It's a body icon.
I don't really wanna call me a crime.
Liar.
I just wanna hope to hit the headline. So my being is cracked, and now you have
nothing left to break.
Sometimes they try to make me change my mind. Will scandals and fact, these are toxic to my soul. But I'm somehow like that.
It's all about the icon.
I don't really wanna call me the crime.
Liar.
I just wanna hope to hear the headlines. Being is cracked, and now you have nothing left.
Alright, and we're back. Thanks, Snap Border.
Thanks.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Alright, guys. Now we're going to get into the thread of all the happy comments that you all left on Facebook. So, ready to get into it?
I'm ready.
Alright. We had our good friend Tiff, good friend, I'd say family, of the podcast here. She said her grandson is the highlight of her life the minute she's... Hold on, let me start over. I will read it from her perspective. Here's what her comment said. My grandson is the highlight of my life. The minute I see him, no matter how shitty things are that might be going on around me or in life, my heart and soul are happy. I'm fishing with him tomorrow for the first time of the season, and I have been pumped all week.
Aww.
Aw, fuck yeah.
I hope that fishing was a good one.
I hope you had a great time fishing with the grandkiddo. And to which your mom actually replied, grandbabies are the best.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. And she loves her grandbaby.
She sure does. My boy Eddie had a Rhode Island. He said, what about yoga pants? And I, you know, yes. They make me happy. But he said, but live music is the key to happiness. My love for seeing live shows has been passed to his entire family. I have the best memories of singing arm in arm with some of my favorite musicians, with everyone from my daughter, mom, brother, sister, etc. Doesn't matter what style of music either, just loud amps in the face and bam, instant smile. I
wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. And then your mom mixed into there that yoga pants never lie. Which is a fact.
I mean, true. What yeah. you see is what you're gonna get.
That's right. You know, usually don't mind what I see. Sometimes, though. It's like, all right. All right. Corey, he said, our boy Punky Bruiser, said reconnecting with old friends, creating art together that makes people laugh while bringing a new, fresh perspective.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a nice one, too. Anthony said, weed. And so I'm going to, yes. I'm going to say yes to this. Karen, who is Eddie's mother, said, definitely live shows. And like you said, they went to live shows
yeah,
together.
That's...
Actually, the last time I saw either of them was at an Acacia Strain show in Worcester.
Oh, yeah, they were
there.
That.
Oh, it was fucking great. And he, like, surprised his mom with me being there.
Oh.
He was like, yo, I'm going to be there, but my mom's too... Don't tell her. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it was really cool. They're old, old, old family friends from way, way back, way back.
That's awesome.
So thanks, you guys, for chiming in. Appreciate it. Always good to hear from you. Jeremy J. Grind, go check him out. The professional drummer we were speaking of previously on here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He drums for Slow Death of Gaia, which is the band I yell the things about.
Yell the yells.
He said, smashing it from the back, which, you know, yep. But he said, and yes, I mean my drums on the back of the stage. Aww. And the other thing.
And he's good at that.
He's really fucking good at that. If you're in a band and you need a drummer, like a session drummer, some guy to go out on tour with you for a few dates or whatever you need, hit up Jay Grind. For reals. Fucking A. He's a professional. He's much better at drumming than I am at anything I've ever done. Williamson, another member of Slow Death of Gaia, he chimed in, I fucking love sliders. Pulled pork sliders, tiny hamburgers, mini ham and cheese sandwiches. Sandwiches. Any small handheld food, really.
Food for the go.
Yep. And Corey responded to that with King's Hawaiian rolls and ham and Swiss. So good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's a pretty good little slider right there.
I used to walk to work in my early 20s eating Hot Pockets because I just threw them in the microwave for 2 minutes. And when you're in your early 20s, I used to take a nap up until I had to leave for work. And so I just throw a Hot Pocket in the microwave and walk down the street eating it. And when I told my mom that, she was like, Rissa, you do not. I'm like, yeah, I eat Hot Pockets down the street.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck it.
Living my best life at 22.
You responded on this thread with Kitten Cuddles.
Yes.
With very adorable picture of the two little kitties. Aww.
They were finally being real sweet to each other.
Aww. Our friend Jamie chimed in with facts about squid. Running lights for shows, her family, anything haunted mansion related, and David Attenborough's voice. So, thanks, Jamie.
I like those.
Your mom said wavy and dead shows. And wavy, of course, being the bonus dad.
Yes.
And then that led to a whole bunch of comments about yoga pants. And
yeah, there was quite a...
I don't know what was going on there. My brother, Mike, he said falafel and the company of ditzy women. We share the falafel.
Yeah, you definitely share the falafel.
Yep. And then Wavy chimed in with Gigi in yoga pants at a live show.
Gigi being my mother.
Being her mom. So there we go. Yoga pants everywhere.
Rissa's
whole family will be in yoga pants.
Everybody apparently loves yoga pants.
And you know what? That makes me happy. Jess said cigars, whiskey, and cribbage.
So I've never played cribbage.
I have. I enjoyed it.
I don't even know how it's played. But I'm sure I would.
It would make you happy if you played it.
Yeah, I'd probably like it.
And she's thankful that we didn't die when we took the old farm truck for a boot scoop. Now,
see, I don't know if I've heard the story.
Oh, this is a fucking story, my friends. I've known Jess since we were a little first grade, I think, is when I met
teenies.
Jess. Little teenies. Teenies in the tinies. And then at the time, we were, I think, 15, 16 maybe. I think 15, because neither of us had a license. But we felt like hanging out. We didn't live that far. I don't know, maybe 5 miles away from each other. So she took her parents' truck and came to pick me up. And it was this rickety old, like, farm truck. It wasn't, really meant for road travel. And she picked me up down at the end of the street I lived in. And as we pulled out of the street, we, like, kicked up dust behind us right in front of a cop that drove by. And he just went about his business and we went about ours.
That's and good.
We went back to our house and ate french fries. Yeah, we drove down the road when we were 15. She drove. I didn't drive. I was just an innocent bystander. I was kidnapped. Shanghai.
Your parents with you two.
Oh, our parents hated when we got together, man.
Because it's like two people that are just like, I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of just do whatever the fuck we want. My mom busted us trying to skip school once. And she comes around the corner where we were trying to hide up against the house because she was doing dishes. And just watched us walk down to the bus stop and then ditch through the woods because she was just looking out the window that looked down to where we were supposed to go. And she comes out, pops around the corner of the house with a cigarette. And she goes, can I help you? So, yeah, that's fun.
Can't get anything past good old Lorna.
No, you can't. You sure fucking can't, except how to use Facebook. And Williamson, he commented, he seconded the guitars and whiskey on all that, at the end of all that. Jess's mom then commented, taking me with her up to Carabasset Academy and listening to the tape I made, it makes her smile every time she thinks about it. And yeah, Jess went to school, like a snowboarding academy way up north. We would drive up there. It was a long-ass drive. We'd ride, and yeah, I had some mixtape with, like, Korn and Limp Bizkit and stuff on it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah. And then Kaylee, one of the Hooper girls, she tagged all her family in it and said, tagging along with Rodney Hooper, who you all know. You all know him if you've listened to this thing. All of his band practices when they were youngins.
And they were
cute little kiddos coming over to the band practices.
Such good kids, and now they're such good adults.
Yes, they are. Good kids. You did good, Rodney.
Yeah, you did good.
You did good.
You raised some good kids.
And speaking of Rodney, he sent me a message. He didn't put it in the thread here because he's a private guy, but he knows I'm going to talk about it on the podcast, so good job, bud. But he wanted to mention that one of the first times that Tyler, good friend of mine, member of the band Sunken Ships that I'm in, you know, he brought Rodney over to a band practice for our old band back in high school. And Rodney said, since that day, we've all been like lifelong bros. So that's a real happy day for him.
That's
so
really
he thought of that day when I asked what out there makes you happy. So that made me, I was all like, oh, dude, fucking A.
It's very heartwarming.
It was a good day. Good day for sure. If I ended up with a great buddy like that at the end of it, fucking good day.
Yeah.
Jacqueline commented that she really, really loves anything about a good soup. I can eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I love the concept of soup. I love exploring new soups. I love eating soup. I love soup. Bad day? Soup. Good day? Soup. Ah, I'm hungry for soup now. I'm going to make soup.
I can get behind this.
Oh, yeah.
I love a good soup. Or like a stew or a chowder. Give me a brothy, brothy meal.
Oh, man, a brothy meal. I got a brothy meal for you. Anyway, I love a good beef stew over some potatoes.
Mmm.
Mm. God damn.
Or like a chili. I've been craving chili.
Ah, oh, we should make some chili soon. Jacqueline, yeah. Make us some chili. We'll eat it.
Make chili.
We'll have a soup party.
Soup party.
Soup party.
Soup pot luck.
Soup pot luck.
Don't that put, just didn't feel we're like gonna put right.
Pot in all pot in all the soups though. So come hungry, leave hungry. Jason said, "Scooter kids getting hurt. I regret nothing." That's your stepbrother, isn't it?
How does that work? I don't know how it works.
Dave's stepson. Yeah, it's complicated.
It's complicated.
Complicated. Karen said, "Good tunes, good coffee, family, and trees."
Yes.
Trees are like ganja.
Probably like forest.
Like leaves and bushes.
Yeah, and then.
All right. I love trees. Trees make me happy. That just occurred to me right then. I was like, yo, some people call the other thing trees. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think that was like the actual tree.
Oh, okay. Trees. Desiree said, "I love and miss the adrenaline rush at live shows." Which I do too.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait. So that is the happy thread. Thank you all for your happies. Thanks for sharing them with us.
Hopefully you feel happy now.
Yeah. Do you feel happy hearing out? We talked about what makes us happy. We talked about some random happy history. We talked about what makes you happy.
Maybe you'll start thinking about the things that make you happy.
Yeah.
Like, really ponder them.
Yeah, think about them a little bit. And then come back in a couple weeks when we're talking about some more sad shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're all about being a roller coaster.
Ernest. Ernest makes me happy. I love Ernest. Makes me happy.
Man. Weird Al.
Weird Al makes me very happy.
Very happy.
Beastie Boys makes me very happy.
The Office.
The Office makes me happy. I don't know. There's piles of things.
Baguettes.
Oh, dude, I love a fucking baguette. I'll fucking put a baguette in my mouth and fucking chew on it and swallow it and go, goddamn, this fucking good baguette made me happy.
Well, burgers.
I love a good burger. Put a smile on my face. Burger, too, just put a smile on this chin.
Chocolate.
Some chocolate.
M&M's.
M&M's. Peanut butter M&M's. All right. What else? You got to have a couple more things. Dead people on TV.
True crime.
Little people on TV.
I already said reality, so.
Oh, that's all the things. It's all about little people and dead people. That's if you're dead or you're a little person, you can get a TV show on TLC.
Yeah.
Or if you weigh 7,000 pounds combined with your sister, apparently. That's good stuff. The Mayo twins.
The Mayo twins.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this one up, folks. Hope you're happy.
You never gave me a chance to say anything else.
Oh, what do you got? Oh, sorry. Tell us.
You hijacked my happiness.
I did not mean to hijack your happiness. I'm just chilling, man. Whatever you guys say, man.
I'll share my current that I didn't think about before. But
okay.
Watching that How Ridiculous YouTube channel with B has been really making me happy.
That is.
It's just like a silly little thing that she enjoys.
What is it? How Ridiculous.
How Ridiculous.
It's a YouTube channel.
The best, just silly. They drop things from high things or do crazy things. Like
kind of just drop stuff on stuff. It's cool.
Yeah,
very entertaining.
But they do some other things too, but it's all like really silly. They're a bunch of Australians.
Those Aussies.
Crazy things.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, yeah, if you ever just want like a feel-good YouTube channel and watch things like break and explode and stuff.
Yeah, but in good time.
Yeah, like all in good fun.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that one. But that's good been call. Very recent, like being at just chilling watching that.
Good call. Anything else you got on the happy meter?
No.
No?
I think that's it.
All right, guys, you can tuck away your booze, grab your space blanket that you keep in the back seat. Sleep it off. And when you wake up from this buzz, you'll feel really happy.
Carefully sleep it off. I've been watching a lot of stuff about people who just get shot in their cars.
Put a sign up in your window that says, "Please don't shoot me."
happily sleeping.
I'm happily sleeping.
Because safety is happy.
If shooting me makes you happy, please don't. I'm sorry to harsh on your happiness.
I have to be selfish and think about my own happiness. Yeah.
But hope you enjoyed the happy episode, everybody. We tried.
Yeah.
Hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy.
Hope you're fucking shit-faced if you actually drank every time we said happy.
I hope you didn't drink.
Oh, I hope.
You would be sick.
I hope somebody at least, like, was sipping on some beer and drank every time we said happy.
Beer would be acceptable. Hard alcohol would not.
What? Schnapps, gin, and then they went to straight. They were just taking huffing gasoline out of the fucking gas tank by the end of it. Because they ran out. We said happy too much.
Hand sanitizer, we know everybody has that.
Oh, yeah. You fucking. I heard if you mix, you dump a bunch of hand sanitizer in your sock, and then you put the air freshener from your car in it, and then you squeeze it into your mouth, you'll get a good little buzz. And if you
is
have the
buzz death?
If you have the pine tree one, it's like gin. No. Yeah. So you got extra nips, you squeeze it into your nips, gin. Drink that down.
Like,
you got fucking happy for days.
Even
happiness forever, ever.
Even too much for forever, like prison ever? Hack.
I don't know, man. If you're listening to this in prison, please, like, first of all, thanks. What are you in for? And there you go. Free booze, hand sanitizer. They have to give you that. That's part of your rights during COVID. Demand your hand sanitizer and also that you need an air freshener. Be like, yo, excuse me, my cell stinks like dirty socks. I need an air freshener. And then you take that dirty sock and you put your hand sanitizer, pine tree air freshener. You got prison gin. Boom. I think I've just saved the world.
You're just trying to find ways for people to die.
I'm finding ways to make people happy.
You're hiding your malicious intent in happiness.
No. It's happy intent wrapped in happiness with a happy cherry on top and some whipped cream.
I wish that everyone could just see what you
had. The hand gesture mattered because I was implying the whipped cream came from my cock hole.
All right, we need to walk away.
I'm walking into it. All right. Thanks to all the bands from this week. We appreciate
thank you.
It. We have one more band before we get out of here. But first I want to mention, check out this podcast wherever you're listening to it right now. Follow it, please. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tell your grandma. Grandmothers love this show. It's a fact. I read it on the internet or something. I don't know. I read it on TV. So follow it. Share the episode if you enjoyed it. You know, help us out here. Let's get the listener fucking, the audience going here. Come on. Make some noise. Oh, that's just you crashing your drunk car. Sorry.
That's the police sirens.
That's the police sirens. That's not the noises I wanted with your prison gin. Thanks for listening, everybody. Check out the Devolution Podcast Tunes playlist, as I mentioned earlier. Check out the Sean Winters Podcast, Kate vs. Kate. All three of us are part of Square Hamburgers Podcast Network. Go check that shit out. Punky Bruiser is a Twitch network on Twitch Network. Go check that out. Listener of the week this week is Rick. I hope you're happy.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick. I hope you're a happy man.
I hope you're happy.
Really hope everyone's happy.
Just be happy.
Just be happy. God damn it. God damn it. Be fucking happy. Ah! Next week, we are taking a week off from the technical podcast that you're listening to right now, the Devolution Podcast, to do episode 2 of What We've Been Watching. That's our monthly spinoff where we talk about what we've been watching. So, yay. We've been watching some good stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit of this.
I need to switch up some of the stuff that I've been watching.
A little of this, a little of that.
I'm watching the same stuff I was watching before.
That's all right. Bring us up to speed on it all. That's all right.
I have some things I could talk about.
There's always something to talk about. Yes. But anyway, check that out. We have episode 1 came out a couple of weeks ago. Go catch up on that if you haven't yet. And catch up on any episodes of this if you haven't heard them.
Yes.
There's a bunch of them. This is episode 40. There's 40 of these.
I can't believe it's been 40.
I know. That's ridiculous.
That's a lot.
Thank you so much to everyone who has listened to every one of them.
Yeah, thank
you. That's fucking awesome. Cheers to you. And we're out of here for this week. We have one more tune, as I mentioned. This is Sunshine Glows with her new tune, Jada. We're out of here.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Happy, shiny, happy people. I am.
Say you want me back, baby, I can be the best you've ever had. You say you want me back, baby, I can be the best you've ever had. I really wanna be with you.
Feel it off my life. When you say you want me back, baby.